All right.
Could I have your telephone number, please?
No.
All right. Yeah, she's gonna... All righty. It is 6:30, and let us call this February 1st meeting of the Wilmer Planning Commission to order. We'll start with the with minutes from the last three meetings.
Yeah.
If we could review those. And
I think we may have like some attendance stuff with that.
Yeah.
I don't think we set that, but yeah, I don't know. Just between weather, man, and like warm stuff.
Yeah. Yeah, between weather related issues and then just not having enough members for quorum. We're at a point where we have to approve minutes going back to, we have to approve our October 19th minutes, okay. Our December 7th minutes.
Yeah, and that's it, because we haven't had any other meetings.
Yeah. Yeah. I think the 19th were, they were, the 19th weren't ready at the meeting that was after that.
Yeah.
So that's, we're just kind of reaching back to make sure we catch that one. So a lot of that's kind of old news by this point. So, but upon satisfactory review from everyone, I will accept a motion, and we'll take two motions on that. We'll accept a motion to accept the 19th, and then we'll take another motion to accept the 7th when we're ready.
Make a motion to accept the October 19th.
There's a motion to accept the October 19th minutes. Is there a second?
Second.
There's a motion and a second. All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All opposed, same sign. Motion carried. Looking for one for the 7th.
Yeah. Yeah. This is it. This is quorum.
Okay.
Four.
Oh, because, yeah, I understand.
Okay. Half plus one.
Yep.
Introducing these?
Reading?
Yeah.
No.
Sure.
Yeah. Alright, cool. I'll step away now. I'll be right back.
Okay.
December 7th meeting minutes.
There's a motion on the floor for the approval of the December 7th meeting minutes. Is there a second?
Sure, I'll second.
And there's a second. The motion to approve the December 7th minutes is up. Is all in favor signify by saying aye.
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 All opposed, same sign. Motion carried. We are caught up with minutes. Excellent. Thank you. Was number three canceled meetings, was there a specific on that, or were we just addressing that we
had? Yes, just addressing.
Okay. All right. So it's officially in the YouTube record.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Agenda item number three has been satisfied. On to number four, the 22nd Street Southwest Storage Units.
Yeah. Overview. Andrew is requesting a plan review from the city for storage units located in Wilmar at 22nd Street Southwest. This land is on a general industry, storage units are an allowed use with a plan review. 8 parking space plus a parking space for each employee will be required. The comments, Fire Chief Hanson, if this is a fenced in property, there will need to be an additional fire hydrant on the northwest corner of the property. Police Chief Felt, no areas of concern from WPD. The entrance and location along with building setback should be good for traffic flow and visibility. Water, there is a water main along 22nd Street Southwest that can be tapped for water service at the office unit if needed. Electric, we have a 3-phase overhead line that runs along 22nd Street Southwest that we can tap off of with whatever they may need. Engineering, they have reviewed the concept plan documents submitted for the above reference project via email. They have the following comments. Number one, the appliant should submit a concept plan for the remaining property west of the proposed storage unit. The appliant shall submit a grading plan for the review of the city of Wilmore. The appliant shall submit a stormwater management plan for the review of the city of Wilmore. The appliant should submit a utility plan for the review of the city of Wilmore. The appliant shall submit a paving and striping plan for the review of the city of Wilmore. The appliant shall submit construction details for the review of the city of Wilmore. The appliant shall submit lighting and landscaping plans for the review of the city of Wilmore. A stormwater maintenance agreement will be required for any stormwater management features on the site. The appliant shall obtain a work within city right-of-way permit prior to construction. The appliant shall obtain an NPCA construction stormwater permit and submit it to City of Wilmore prior to construction. The appliant shall notify the City of Wilmore a minimum of 48 hours prior to construction at the site for inspections purpose. And 12, all construction shall be in accordance with the City of Wilmore standard. We recommend that the appliant submit construction plans based on the above mentioned comments, as well as comments provided by other city staff and the Wilmore Municipal Utilities. Recommendation, staff recommends approval of the 22nd Street Storage Units Plan Review with the conditions that the appliant comply with the recommended directions from the staff comments for final approval. The appliant must also submit a detailed site plan for review to be approved for a build permit.
All right, thank you. All right, there's nothing substantially different at all from the last time that we reviewed this and kind of just had a discussion. A lot of the numbered items are just standard pro forma conditions for the project. And as our last discussion, kind of back when we had a preliminary and then the last non-meeting discussion we had addressed some of those issues prior with the light mitigation, talked about the plan for the remaining property
of the site.
Of the other side, the other half of the site there. If there was anything in either of these minutes regarding it. December 7th minutes reflect some of that preliminary discussion that we had on number 6.
Okay.
Do we need findings of fact with this? This is a plan view, not a conditional use, correct?
Yeah, I think we, I think we still do that.
Okay.
So we need findings of fact.
I've got them ready.
Yep.
Okay. So as a refresher, we have the 7 findings of fact that we use to kind of guide our plan reviews, our conditional use permit reviews, and it's sort of the kind of the guiding principles, I guess, of what we use for our kind of our decision making criteria when we vote to approve. I'll read those now. So this commission finds that, number one, the conditional use plan review, or in this instance, the plan review, with such conditions as the commission shall determine and attach, conforms to the purpose and intent of this ordinance as and is in conformity with the comprehensive land use plan of the city. So that really kind of strikes at, is this project in conformity with the use of that, or of the intended use for that zone of that property? Number two, that there was no factual demonstration of substantial, appreciable negative impact on values to properties in the neighborhood from the proposed conditional use plan review, or in this instance, the plan review. Number three, the conditional use plan review will not result in the destruction, loss, or damage of the natural, scenic, or historic feature of major importance to the community. Number four, that the conditional use plan review or plan review will not impede the normal and orderly development and improvement of surrounding properties for uses permitted in the district as zoned. Number five, that adequate utilities, access roads, stormwater management, and other necessary facilities have been or are being provided. Number six, that adequate measures have been or will be taken to provide ingress and egress in such a manner as to minimize traffic congestion and maximize public safety on public streets. And lastly, number seven, the conditional use plan review will be designed, constructed, operated, and managed in a manner that is compatible in appearance with the existing or intended character of the surrounding area or neighborhood. So, discussion, thoughts, comments from anybody?
I'd say from staff side, we've looked into all of this. All of these things have either been addressed on the front end or will be addressed with submittal before a building permit is issued. So just for the process of this, there's planning commission approval, which is not really preliminary, but I think as far as this is still preliminary to construction. And so they're still committed to building what they propose they're going to build. And as long as there isn't a significant deviation from their plans, then everything's good to go. So, I mean, there's still some things where, like, some haggling can take place, parking lots can be shaved off places. But if, like, a building orientation or, like, major ingress or egress changes, then it'd have to come back. But just for this, this is worked out. This is allowed. There's not that many comments. I mean, it's just a storage facility. We need to figure out, like, the number of employees. We talked about last time, about what the future use for the rest of the parcel is going to be, and then also them staying off of, I think it's 19th Avenue there.
Right.
So all those things have kind of been accounted for, and then they will be addressed as far as stormwater and everything, just kind of on the plans, like for submittal to city engineer before there's a building permit issued. So staff does support approving this project.
Out of curiosity, you mentioned access up, not off of 19th. The only access really is 22nd Street Southwest.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
And on this design plan, they've got an office. Would they be able to extend that road between the office and the storage if they wanted to do anything on the backside?
Yeah, so that was one of the things, just kind of figuring out, like, as you, I think that was something that you said, Andy, that you guys were thinking about, like, as you guys and added more storage units,
or more storage eventually, units.
Yeah, there'd just be more pavement. So.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. The pavement would just continue to so it's wide enough to do the access for additional.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah, and so I guess, like, and so they're not beholden to, like, city specs for the road.
Mm-hmm.
It's just kind of a driveway.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, that would just, the extension would run just further along that top east-west.
Well, I can make a motion to approve with the conditions that the applicant comply with the recommended corrections by the city.
All right.
If I may ask one question, I think
Sure. Last
meeting I attended over there. Stacy, I think you had brought up the fence that
yep.
we're supposed to go around there. Mm-hmm. Now, does that fall under landscaping? So
kind of. So yeah. So fences are a point of controversy in town. Some people think we should have permits, some people don't think we should have permits. I've asked before, staff don't think we should have permits. I've asked commission before. Commission also was like, I don't think we need permits for this. But I think you wanted kind of a nicer fence just because it's across from residential, and Andy's point was just that, just the wind that it would take, the beating from the wind that it would take on the west side of town out there, they'd be out there repairing the fence all the time, it wouldn't make sense. So we're going to put up a chain.
So that
fence.
Was...
Right, but the city has ordinances as far as what kind of fence they can put up.
In. Yep.
And as far as height requirements, you know, and things like that,
yep,
right?
Yep. Yeah. And so let's say like you have a bad looking fence, someone can call and the zoning officer will come out, talk to you about your fence, and you'll have to fix it. And so there are standards that we go by in that regard, but then if the fence exceeds, I think it's like 6 or 7 feet, it needs to have engineering. And so then there are plans that we require for that. But
so there isn't a permit required for fencing,
but
there are ordinances that
yeah,
govern
standards.
What's the structure and size.
Yeah.
And so then I would assume that the applicant shall submit lighting and landscaping plan for review of the city of Wilmer. If the plan were to show a fence that was out of ordinance, that would be
yep.
covered there.
Yep, it would be caught. Mm-hmm. Yep. And so like so the lighting plan, so that goes to us, and then WMU's been looking at them lately, just because like they get like a lot of complaints about it, so that's one of the things that they do. And also just like the new, this is random, but like the new all the, with the rise of EVs, they're starting to plan for it, and like some of the things that they're requiring of development, which is really interesting. But yeah, so
assuming a fence follows the ordinance, it's fine.
Yep.
All right, there is a motion to approve the plan review for the 22nd Street storage units on the floor. Is there a second with the recommendations as discussed?
I'll second.
And there is a second. All right. We'll make a voice vote then. Stacy.
Yeah.
Steve.
Aye.
Chris.
Aye.
Chair votes aye. Motion carries. There we go. Only about a month and a half in the making.
Yeah, thanks very much. So I'll be in touch just kind of about like what the next steps are, and then kind of submission and everything, and then we'll probably have like another meeting, and then I'll get you like a development schedule of all the things you'll need to get us, and then the things that we'll get you for approval.
Okay.
So cool. I'll be in touch.
When you said that the fire chief wanted another fire hydrant in the northwest corner of that property,
mm-hmm.
Is that something that we can pay for? Because the recommendation for what the city wants, will
no,
they pay
pretty
for that?
No, I'm pretty sure it's something like a cost into by the developer.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep.
Sounds good.
Yep.
Thank you.
Yep,
you
thank
bet.
You.
Thanks, Ben.
Yep, so then I guess just kind of with Tevlon not here, but I will address like the rezoning thing that came up.
Yeah.
So, he is correct that the business that he has always been a business and zoned correctly. That is correct. The issue is that he's expanded onto a residential lot that has like 8 cars on it. And he's like, he was treating it that his, just because he expanded into that, that it should all be treated the same, but it was never rezoned. Right. And so it was about the second lot, the lots that's contiguous to his business. And so he'll still need to do it. So we just need to call him and tell him that he still has to do it.
Sure.
So, yeah.
That was, he was the one who thought he had already paid the $400 to have it rezoned, or somebody did.
Yeah, so
that was the original permit.
Yeah.
But that was the original, right. And so what you're saying is there's actually two lots there.
Right. There's two lots there. So the
there's
first
one, lot, that's fine.
Right.
The second one is what the problem is.
Right. Yeah. And so he just started expanding to it. Everything was cool.
Would incorporate it to the same businesses.
Right. No. And so then also that taxes are representation of zoning, and they're not. There's a million different uses in town that they tax differently. So super complicated tax code. But yeah, so we'll, that's the update on that. You guys have any other questions with that?
Well, he owns both properties, right? He didn't replat them into one large property,
nope.
Correct?
Yep, he owns one property. Yes. It's two properties.
He has two separate parcels.
Yep. Yeah, because if he replatted it, he would have had to rezone it.
Okay. And so we'll have public hearing on this.
Yeah. And so then we'll call him, we'll have him here.
Okay.
And so we just wanted to get the support for it, and then that way we'll start putting out the notice and everything.
Sure.
And so he's indifferent. He already got what he wants as far as like the zoning verification. So.
Yeah.
Cool. All
right.
So I guess with the miscellany, the only thing I need to update on this, a lady would like to talk to us about birds and bees. So she wants chickens and she wants bees. So we can either do that first or we can do that last. Up to you guys.
Well, you piqued our interest, so you might as well take it.
Let's talk about the birds and the bees as well.
It's a loaded preamble.
Yeah. So yeah, this is a really long email. Chief Felt reached out to me and said he had a lady kind of inquire. She's a hobbyist who owns bees and owns chickens and is moving into town, and always thought that like she'd be able to do it here. Come to find out, she can't. So he was like, yeah, I don't think you can do this. You need to talk to like the planning and zoning department. And he's like, I told her, give your email. She'll probably email you. So sometime last week, it was like 8 o'clock. I got like a super long email kind of outlining like all this stuff, like, yeah, all these other cities do it, I'd be happy to help like get the city to do this. And like, unfortunately, I want to be like, this doesn't exist because like no one's thought about it. Like, that's not what this is. And so I reached out to her and I let her know, like, personally I'm a proponent of it. I'm pretty big on like the right to food movement. That's like a main adopted this whole extra amendment to the Constitution that they can consume food however they see fit. And so it's a lot of like local like raw milk people, and it has to do with because Maine imports 90% of their food and all this stuff. It's like a war against artisans and corporate food producers. So that's the origin of that. But you're starting to see a lot of people around the country advocate for their right to have chickens in their backyard, like small, like six, no roosters kind of thing. And then some people are also able to own bees. Now, bees is a little more complicated. That was the one I had a little more reservations about, because allergies and also how much space do bees need to not be agitated and become a threat? Like, not like a nuisance, a legitimate threat to neighbors. Actually, someone who works in an apartment owns bees, and they're a little like, I don't know if this may really make sense in a residential area.
They're three houses down from me.
No.
There's a guy who's got at least... He's got at least a dozen bee boxes in his backyard.
Oh, really? Oh man, gonna have to send Ryan out in the bee suit. Oh boy.
Yep.
But yeah, so
and we've never had a problem with him.
Yeah.
We've never seen any extra bee activity in the yard. But yeah, he's got at least a dozen of them.
Interesting. So yeah, so she wanted to petition the petition the planning department for it. So I've kind of been asking the council to kind of. Been there on it. They're a little, they're not very receptive. But I talked to all of them. But y'all will be a part of it, and so it's not a decision that's solely mine. If it was up to me, I'd totally do it. Like I'm here for it. I think like there's a
How
way
many
probably
chickens
to figure
does she
it out. That's a great question. I would say the limit would be 6, and so I think 6 is a fair amount.
Pull that one out, or
No. So last city I worked in, the limit was 6, and actually, like one of the employees, his brother had unlicensed chickens, so he would always show up and be like, "Hey, dude, you know you can't have these chickens. I don't have any chickens." And then a chicken would run by and he'd be like, "What are you?" So no. So just from like a noise situation and also like attracting like foxes, coyotes, especially here,
mm-hmm.
Could be a real problem.
Yeah.
So there'd be another number of things to consider, I suppose, too, would be...
That's why people can't have roosters, too.
Right.
Because roosters are loud.
Yeah, where exactly are we talking about? Because there's residential, like, out by the, college, that's more almost farming residential, depending
mm-hmm.
where you're located.
Mm-hmm. But then there's Second Street.
Yeah. Second Street. Yeah. So, I mean, there'd be a lot of things to consider. And then back to again, what is her intent?
Yeah.
Certainly not to resell. I mean, it's an interesting thing now that you're talking about chickens, because then you talk about the cost of eggs.
Yeah.
Right.
And this is a big part, like the accessibility part of being able to cultivate your own food,
mm-hmm.
has been like the catalyst for a lot of communities across the country to do this.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And I totally get it. That's what I said. I'm an advocate for it. I just think like they're definitely, even with the chickens and even with bees, I think more so, definitely certain standards and restrictions that need to have happen. I mean, there needs to be an enclosure. So
right.
Last thing I worked in, I mean, you needed to have an enclosure. You couldn't have a rooster. Several complaints, and then like the city could shut you down. And then also, we also included ducks as well. Personally, I'm a fan of duck eggs. And I know, like, a lot of bakers, I mean, there's benefits to duck eggs.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, I think just from a food accessibility standpoint, I think it makes a lot of sense to go through the work to figure it out. I just don't know, like, where it would go, just because last time it did get very political with Jenny O showing up. Making some phone calls.
Well, I mean, I thought of that, too. It's like, half dozen chickens, a dozen chickens. Does that introduce a potential damage for Genio?
So, they would say yes. But currently, people aren't allowed to own chickens in town, and like the avian flu is like devastating the entire chicken.
Right, and that's the other issue.
Yeah. And so people are just like, can I not just have access to food? So.
And then the next thing is, okay, so chickens are allowed, but what about goats? And if it's 6 chickens, is it 2 goats? What is a chicken? Are we going to have a new unit of measurement called the chicken measurement?
Chickens,
3
goats.
Chickens is 1 goat, so you can have 2 goats.
Yeah,
I don't think there are many properties in town. Actually, I'm one of them that could own chickens, goats, and cows and stuff if I wanted to, but...
Yeah, because you're listed as farm.
You're egg. Mm-hmm.
But, yeah. So, I mean, if you guys have any appetite for it, then it's something that staff would look into and we can figure it out.
I mean, to me, it seems like that's something that needs an ordinance, not...
Oh, definitely an ordinance. Yeah. So this is why we go through the Planning Commission. Since it's like a land use ordinance and essentially like a zoning amendment that would be initiated, either she would petition to do it, but we could work together, figure something out. It has to pass y'all, and then it has to also pass council.
City council, yeah.
Yeah.
So it has to go through city council.
Whether...
The city wouldn't necessarily originate...
No. It would be like a zoning amendment from her. I'm just trying to figure out if there's any appetite for it to be like... And I mean, there is like the whole, like, I'm going to challenge this and force a public decision. Because last time it was a very contested thing. Menu, just outside of town, like the CSA, I mean, they had a lot of work done on it. And like I said, I mean, I've been approached multiple times about this whole chicken thing, even before, like, the chicken prices got out of hand.
Yeah,
so,
if you're, I'd be interested to see what you put together and find out.
How long ago was the last
Chicken gate?
Yeah, the chicken
gate. It had to be just before I got here, because when I moved here, my landlord talked to me about it for like 30 minutes. And then when I met Ben, he wanted to talk about it more. So I got here in 2020, so I'd say like just before then.
Okay.
So be like, this would be different than the urns.
Yeah.
What was that word again?
Columbarium.
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 Yeah. That'll be the next one.
You were on the other side, though. Or not the other side, but...
They still haven't figured out what they want to do with it.
Yeah.
So...
Yeah, that's...
My daughter was the junior representative on the church council for like 3 years. It came up every meeting. They still didn't figure out what they wanted to do with
it. Yeah. So, all right, cool. So we'll start looking at chicken and bee ordinances and also possibly ducks. But yeah, I don't know. Like I said, it's about food accessibility. That's like the real thing, especially now, just like with the cost of...
And from the Planning and Zoning Commission, that would be just a zone that would allow...
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it would have the allowed uses of whatever zone that we feel those activities are appropriate for.
Yeah.
And it would, you know, be, you know, first within that zone, and then the conditional, and then
yep. And so like this could be allowed in these zones through this permit. Mm-hmm. This permit costs this, here's the standards, yada yada yada. And so it could be heavily regulated, could not be, but yeah, I don't know. I think the real hurdle lies with council. Yeah. Just because they were all they weren't too fond of like the goat thing either. That
I just made that up.
No, well, I mean like the goat processing plant. I mean that was a conversation too.
That's a little surprising, but not entirely.
Yeah. But yeah, so but I mean it's all, but all of it is a derivative of Genio has a massive footprint in town.
Sure.
So. But yeah, all right, cool. Yeah, so we'll look into that.
Okay.
Then new vice chair.
Don't even volunteer.
Oh yeah, Kelsey's not here, but yeah. I don't think we can nominate Kelsey in her absence, but we totally can. You guys totally should. That's what she gets from missing the meeting.
We have either Stephanie, Kelsey, or Jasmine.
Yeah.
Yeah. Maybe we should put that one off until our next meeting.
Alrighty.
Attendance then.
No problem. So then just kind of planning commission training. There's like a link. There's like a video that like Lee Minnesota Cities has. But just kind of after talking to Leslie about it, she's like, she went through it as a city administrator, and she was just like, this is, it, a lot of it doesn't pertain to actual Wilmer stuff, and so it teaches you a lot of information you don't know, gives you way too much to think about. So we'll just skip that, and we'll probably just try to set up more of like a work session for you guys to just come in and work with staff one day, and we'll break out like a massive site plan, kind of go through like what we're all looking for, what these things mean. That way, when we have like development processes, we're all kind of on the same page of like, here are what setbacks are, here's what this means. This is like a public notice, blah, 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 blah.
Do we have a document that Coyote had kind of worked up too?
Yeah,
was,
we do.
That, uh-huh. Did that move past the draft stage, or was that kind of finalized or not?
I mean, we could kind of review it. I feel like it just kind of became a thing and then whatever. Yeah, just because, last year, was just literally the biggest, the most busy the planning department had been ever. And so just with the frequency of permits and, like, the magnitude of the projects moving through. So, yeah. So we'll set that up. So me and Guillermo have already kind of worked on that, so we just got to pick a date. I'd say probably, like, an hour to 90 minutes would probably be good. I'd say just pretty informative. And then you guys just come with all of your questions. Me and Guillermo can answer them. So, yeah.
I never come that prepared.
All right. Perfect. And welcome.
Thank you.
Yeah, welcome.
So, first meeting. Pretty quick. We've been on it. Like, the meetings that we have been very brief. Before, man, you were signing up for a 2-hour commitment every meeting. It was rough.
Those 7 guiding principles. Could I have you email me those?
Sure.
Yeah.
I can forward this out to the entire. I pulled it out of an older email back from Willard.
Ah.
So I can forward this on to the the whole crew again here. So,
sorry from Al. There was a whole packet I got.
Yeah, no, when
I showed up.
No packet.
No.
But when I joined the barn board, there was like a day of training.
Yeah.
I just showed up here.
Yeah.
For the front theater?
Yeah.
Yeah. So, like, I mean, like, you know, we really should have, like...
We wing it.
Like I'm saying, like, we should have, like, planning commissioner training. It's just, you know, just kind of in the midst, we're just kind of in the throes of a busy year, man.
Yeah. You learn more just by doing.
That's where I'm at. That's how I feel about stuff. But, yeah, so, welcome. Like, you know, the all land use regulation, purchase agreements, subdivisions, things like that. Format here is pretty simple. I used to be on the planning commission before I took this position, and so that's one of the reasons I've made a lot of the tweaks that I've had, just because being on it was, there were some things that frustrated us, like showing up with this massive thing. It was like, all right, you've seen this for 30 minutes, prove this. Mm-hmm. And it's like, no. So now we require preliminary meetings, that way everyone can get their eyes on something, everyone, okay, if they have any questions, they can explicitly state them and require that of the developer to bring back, or I'm not voting on this, like, if you don't come back with this answer. And so really, instead of making this like a rubber stamp, just because in the past that's what the planning commission has been, it's just, this is really just kind of allowing you guys
to kind of teeter between both, right?
Yeah, right.
Not
but
a rubber
like,
stamp, but...
Yeah, engaging with like what's actually
understanding
here.
What's going on.
Right. Just because like you don't want this is really supposed to, when people are like, oh, like, how'd this get built? And it's like, oh, it showed up with it, and we built it. And so really kind of given citizens of board, what you guys say on like what the community looks like. I mean, that's the whole point of this.
Yeah.
So I've really tried to do my best to empower you guys to have that say. So
it's appreciated because we did kind of feel like we were at a point where there was this pressure to act, I think, that, you know, was for, you know, kind of from the development side and from the top down too, where are we at with this? How do you put the brakes on something long enough to say, you know?
Yeah, certainly. Just kind of make sure things get done correctly. And I think even still, I mean, there are things that we should have caught last year, just kind of the frenzy of things. But I mean, internally, I mean, we've made changes to address that. So, I mean, if we have like any big things that come through, it'll be, you won't see it before there's been a fair level of scrutiny applied to it.
So conflicts of interest. Let's talk about that. Like votes you should abstain from, because I just want to be conscious. Does anybody, are there any guiding principles for that? It's like, you know, would you vote on a plan from your neighbor? You don't know, I'm just asking. I mean,
so I have overseen meetings of stuff that is next to my house twice. There can't be a third thing, 'cause there's nothing behind my house now. So it really only stands if you have a monetary interest in something, like a direct monetary interest in it. And so, I mean, being in a small town, I guess like if your company's working on something, that's not enough. It's like, I am developing this. This is my lot. I'm like, there. Like, if you approve this purchase agreement, I'm gonna get $50,000. You should vote on that.
So I can't approve my own chickens.
Ooh. Wow. Well, but you can set up the process like for the permit, and the permits would probably just be internal, you know, like of like if it'd be allowed or something like that. But yeah, so like if you would stand to gain from it, then yeah. But like, just say like you're working, Marcus works on plenty of projects in town.
I work for Marcus Construction.
So. Yeah, and
I work for Anion.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So. Just kind of part of it. I mean, you end up in a small town, you just kind of end up running into, like, the people who know enough to have an opinion are the people who deal with it professionally.
Yeah, I think it's a good way to put it. If you financially benefit somehow, you know, there's money in your pocket for it, you should abstain.
So.
And considering how close we teeter on quorum, that's a very...
dicey.
That could be a dicey proposition.
Yeah, certainly.
But
what does the city charter say that you have to be present? because I'm gonna, the question would be, you know, the ability to call in.
That's
that's a state thing, yeah. And so it was amended during COVID.
Yep, and then they kicked it back in.
Yeah, and so I can get clarity on that again, but yeah, that was a state thing, because that was when I was on the Planning Commission, and
right.
We had to meet virtually,
mm-hmm.
and then it wasn't allowed to do anymore. But I know we've called people in before.
I think that was still within, when we were kind of transitioning back to in-person.
Yeah, so I'll email the attorney.
I think we've done it once with you. I think you were out with COVID.
Yeah.
And you were allowed to zoom in just one time.
The reason I ask is because, you know, for traveling purposes, you know, I still travel for my job and I'm
mm-hmm.
sometimes not available. But I am available at night because I'm not doing anything after 6 o'clock.
Yeah.
But if I'm out of town, I'm not available. So
I'll email the attorney tomorrow and get like a completely clear direction on that.
Yeah.
Just so I feel like kind of
it might just help our quorum a little bit.
Yeah, just because it's really hard, man, to be taken seriously, and like things just get stalled.
Yeah.
In the Planning Commission. So.
And I think, I mean, there are, you know, we're looking at kind of new realities of how things are getting done when it takes consensus, when it takes quorum,
mm-hmm.
and attendance is not always, in person, is not always a foregone conclusion. That they're.
Especially with like the weather that we had. Like,
yeah.
We had to cancel two meetings because of like serious weather.
Yeah, weather and then, you know,
yeah.
logistics and health related things, I think, are all
yeah.
factors that, and then maybe this happens at a state level and there's advocacy that can happen from like maybe the league of, are there ordinances or laws that can be drafted, policy that can be drafted that
yeah.
address the kind of the new realities of attendance.
Yeah. And so I guess 3 meetings in a row, unexcused absence, I technically can't ask you to resign. I've only had to do that once.
You can ask?
Yeah, I can't ask you to resign.
So,
yeah. Well,
so if you don't want to be on the Planning Commission,
yeah,
just don't show up.
I didn't know there was an out. They never told me that.
But, yeah. Yeah, and so the one time I had to do it, I think he came to one meeting
in like a year.
Yeah.
Or more.
Maybe. And because, I mean, Jeff lit me up about it every chance he got. And so.
Yeah.
It's in the city charter. All right, Jeff. I'll do something about it.
Yeah.
So. But yeah.
All right.
Mm-hmm. Any other questions or?
Why did I pass?
Oh. Yeah. I'll talk to
after.
I'll talk to you too. We'll take care of it.
Yeah,
cool. Need a.
I guess maybe the last thing while we're still on record is would like to recognize the years of service that Cletus and Jeff had both put in on this body. I wish they were here.
Oh, man.
It was kind of a bad way to go.
as ornery as they could be sometimes, man,
yeah.
They consistently showed up.
Yeah. Yeah.
Consistently showed up.
And there was a perfunctory level of detail and digging into things that I think did benefit us more than it took away. And
Certainly, I think from having an entitlements lawyer and a former utilities guy.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, there was some knowledge in there.
There was some definite knowledge.
Tricks of the trade. To stopping things like no, this is not addressed, we need to ask this.
Yep.
Yeah, he's very good at that.
Definitely making a statement of thanks for their time, as any commissioner who sits on this should receive. But yes, for sure, definitely thanking them for their service.
Yeah. And I guess there are like several amendments and then changes that we're going to be making as far as like general business district, kind of breaking that out. I know like finding like the parking minimums, Gary had worked on some stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And so we're going to start bringing those through, doing a lot of like the review internally and then bringing that to you guys for review and then doing the public hearing and everything and initiating that. So we'll get that process started too. Yeah. Cool. So with that.
All right. I'll take a motion to adjourn.
Motion to adjourn.
Is there a second?
Second.
All in favor say aye.
All right.
Stand adjourned. Thank you.